Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Aleph. Okay, so while Kuf Chaf Gimel is mostly about the wine, Kuf Chaf Dalet is mostly about the non-Jew. What are the requirements of the non-Jew in order to cause something to become become Stam Yinam? So if we are on Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Aleph in the Beis Yosef, so he quotes from the Gemara, Perek Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Rav Tino.
Okay. So where
we are on the second line in the Beis Yosef, Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Aleph.
Down here at the bottom.
For me, it's also on the bottom.
That's tricky.
Right. I'll just quickly read that idea in the Torah. Lo maga shall call goyim asu ba'ana el adafka begadol shiudei b'tiv avodazar umisham sheha. So it quotes, that's not just the touching of any non-Jew that prohibits hana, but specifically a gadol who actually knows something about avodazar. Right? Aval katan shalohi yil leklalza eino oser el b'shti avlo ba'ana. But if it's a katan that hasn't quite reached that level, so he only prohibits for drinking and not for hana. Right? And that's all that's quoted in the Torah.
It looks like the text is different than the text up here.
There's an ellipsis in here.
He skips a line or two. But yeah. So then in
this is talking about Stam Yinam or about
Yain Nesach? Stam Yinam. This is Stam Yinam. Yain Nesach, again, literally, what is Yain Nesach? Yain Nesach is a word for Avodah Zarah. So this guy is not in that category. So you just want to know how low plug is this prohibition. So, right, does it apply to a baby, right? A baby doesn't know anything about Avodah Zarah. So does the mere fact that the baby is a Gentile baby, is that then going to prohibit wine? So comes the where is the source for this? So in the Beis Yosef,
we just talked about a katan just now.
A katan is a code word for somebody who we are fairly certain is not involved in avodah zarah. Right. So the Gemara's example, they're saying katan because the Gemara uses an example of a katan. Right, and that's this Gemara, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, where he says, "Beperek Rabbi Yishmael Amarav Tinuk Ben Yomo Ose Yai Nesach." That a tinok who is one day old, right, could cause yai nesach. So mufurish hasam, but uvda dahavi bebiram. Then it starts telling the story about the biram, that this such something happened there. So damrule vahamarhu the amar tinok ben yomo osa yai nesach, and they matered some wine. They matered in some case where somebody was like lowering on a tree, and they touched something with it. Like they went up to a tree to get a lulav, and on the way down, they had the lulav touch the wine. And I wanted to know if all the wine was usher because a non-Jew had poked the wine with his lulav. And that was the story over there. So the Gemara there asked, so Hamarhu the Amar Tinuk Ben Yomo Ose Yayin Esach. So they say, right? Aren't you the one who holds that Tinuk Ben Yomo that makes Yayin Esach? So Amarhu Amar the Amri Ana Bishtia Bahanami Amri. He says, well, yeah, a tinok ben yomo does cause yai nesach, but we only said with regards to drinking, right? That he prohibits stam yinam, right? We've been calling all along stam yinam, but bahanah miyamri, but we never prohibited their hana. So that was Rav. Amar Rav, right? That was in the name of Rav. Then we have Ushmuel Palig, Va'amar Diktan Meinam Osim Yayin Nesach. Right, that Shmuel disagrees and says, no, they don't even cause that. They don't even cause Yayin Nesach at all. Mefarish Hasam Bebraisa, Elohim Gedolim, Ve'elohim Ktanim, Gedolim Sheyodim B'tiv Avodah Zarah, Umisham Sheha, Ketam Sheim Yodim B'tiv Avodah Zarah, Umisham Sheha. He says, oh, and what's the one that says that it was prohibited? That's what we're talking about Gedolim, but by Ketanim, who don't know anything, so we're not going to have a problem. So you're left with a Machlokes, Rav, and Shmuel with regards to a Katan Ben Yomo, right, a baby, right? Would a baby cause yayin nesach? So how do we pass between the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So we'll continue on. Umashpa de ben yomu da amar Rav lav dafka el kol she'ena yudei b'tiv avodah zarah u'misham she'a b'chlal katan ben yomu. Right? When Rav says a katan ben yomu, he's not just referring to a baby that's one day old. He means anybody that's not holding in avodah zarah, which from our perspective will be pretty much everyone in the Western Hemisphere. Right? So this is a very practical thing here. Okay, rove people in the Western Hemisphere. So v'chasav harashba, so yodeya b'tiv avodah zarah misham sheha, kol shehu zochir u'maskir b'tiv avodah zarah misham sheha. Right? So he says, what does it mean that he knows about Avodah Zarah? It means that it's like on his lips, that he knows how to speak about, how to deal with it and things like that. There's apparently a Tosefta that says that explicitly.
Well, Shamsheh means like to use it?
How to serve it, yeah. V'chasu ha-meforshim, so then he quotes, here's the lineup. She Rabbeinu Chananel pasuk k'shmuel. Right, so you have those four Rishonim, all of which seem to say that that we pass on like Shmuel, right? Which is, I didn't look them up to see why they would say we pass on like Shmuel, but generally we pass on like Rav over Shmuel, but they wanted to pass on like Shmuel. Then therefore it's totally mutter, which would make me a big kula. However, Rabbeinu Tam pasuk Rav. First of all, Rabbeinu Tam passes like Rav. V'nir medivrei Harash kachusover, that the Rush holds like that as well. V'chasav Haran shekain pasuk Haramban. V'chin kasav Harashba gamkein. V'chin pasuk Haramban perik yidav mihalachos machalos asuros. Okay, so there you go. That pretty much clinches it. Well, in halacha came in sharama v'arash maskim ledas achas hachi naktinan. Right, and that's the way that we paskin.
So you can't drink it, but you can get hana from it.
So you can't drink it, but you can get hana, which is pretty much what we've been saying all along. I mean, that was the first two or three shirim was pretty much spelling that out. That bizman hazeh, that's the way that we pass it. That we're not really concerned that you're actually drinking things that are avodah zarah. It's really a gezeirah mishum chasnus, right, because of intermarriage. And that being the case, a little bit of machlokas which direction it went. But we, at least Ashkenazim paskin, that mishum hefsid, that one would be permitted to benefit from that wine. Right, so no major kulas here.
Privately speaking, maybe it's in a company. I mean, if you can't drink your wine, what are you going to do? You know, people sell it. If something happens to an open bottle of wine in your shelf, you can't kind of fix it up.
Right.
So, you know, what are you going to do with it?
But that's not a major loss. I guess we're talking about a situation where they're
good. No, so that was right. So now we should have some room. So I asked that question in the beginning. I think I asked. That's right. I will. What like a stam case? Right? A non-Jew brings you a case of, you know, a bottle of non-kosher wine, right? And you just have it, right? So that's clearly stam yenam, right? That's it comes from the factory, right? And now you have it on your table. So what do you do with it? You say, yeah, you can sell it, give it away, sell it, right? It's not that's what we observe today. Sfarim might not be able to, but that at least is the case for Ashkenazim.
So, right, that's not a non-kosher wine. The non-Jew brought you a bottle,
right? It's usually not kosher because we call that stam yenam. That's why it's not kosher. Mm-hmm. Right, it's wine. I mean, we're pretty strict about what ingredients go in there.
Yeah, you can re-gift it. Yeah, of course.
No, we definitely would call it a benefit. It is a benefit. The only way it wouldn't be is if the person doesn't know that you're actually that it's from you. Right. If you could figure out a way to give it to somebody that doesn't know it's from you, right? But it's assumed that when you give someone a gift, you are getting, there is an exchange of benefit, because if you give you something nice, you'll get something nice. If you give him a bottle of wine, you'll get a bottle of scotch. Mm-hmm. And we'll work out at the end.
Okay,
so that is Halacha Aleph. We'll do Halacha Beis and then take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. So what is Halacha Beis? Gets a little bit more complicated. It's no longer talking about a katan, it's talking about a ger toshav. Right, so what is a ger toshev? So ger toshev is somebody in Eretz Yisrael, right, who has accepted upon themselves to either, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, which we're not, oh no, we are going to see, okay. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, which we'll see shortly, but it's somebody that has accepted upon himself the idea that they are no longer either not going to do Avodah Zarah, or there's Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which include Avodah Zarah in it. And then the other aspect of this section is that we have somebody called a ger shemal v'lo tavel, right? A ger that had his bris and hasn't yet been tovel, right? So that guy's also not Jewish, but presumably, if he's, you know, the milah is the hard part. He's gone through the milah, right? One could presume that he's probably on our team, right? He's probably not offering this wine towards the avodah zarah. So is that perhaps room for leniency? So what do we have here? So the the ger, so the Rashba, so look in the Beis Yosef, very close from the Rashba, right? That Zeh Lashono HaRashba Toras Abayis HaAruch, right? Goy Gadol, Shemavlo Tavol, Osa Yayin Nesach. Right, so a ger gadol who has done this, right? He's had his meal, but he hasn't yet been tovel yet. So he would cause things to be yayin nesach. So v'nir li says the Rashba. This is all a quote from the Rashba. The dafkal iser b'shti aval banam mata. Right, I think only for drinking, not for hana. Ba'achi daikili rice at the katani perka socher sapoel. Later on, also in Maseches Avodah Zarah, ezahu ger toshav kol shekibul alav bifnei shlosha shelo lavod avodah zarah divrei meir. Meir says, well, a ger toshav is that a guy has accepted upon himself in front of three dayanim that he is not going to violate avodah zarah anymore. The chachamim say even more machmir, koshu kibbal alav sheva mitzvos, that he accepts upon himself all seven mitzvos. So apparently the rishonim all explain the chachamim as saying that it also has to be in front of three dayanim. Right, it has to be a formal acceptance of the zayin mitzvos b'nei noach in order to claim your ger toshav card. Right, okay. So v'yeno kishmano. And then it goes on and says, oh, and that ger toshav, his wine is like his oil. What does that mean, his wine is like his oil? Kolomer eno aser ela bishmano, ela kishmano, that it's only prohibited like his shemen is prohibited. Right? V'kodem sheitiru ha-shemen nishnis b'raisazu. And this price is talking about shemen before it became mutter again. Remember, shemen was on that list in the Mishnah of things that are prohibited. If you're not, shemen akum is also aser, but that was too much, and we don't end up passing that way. By the time the Gemara comes around, they figured out that, you know, we're not going to pass in that way anymore. But the assumption here where it said yayin kishmano is that, oh, when the oil was prohibited to eat or drink or whatever you do with oil to use, right? You wouldn't be allowed to eat or drink it, right? But you would be allowed to get hana from it. So what the Chacham are saying here is that, yeah, that wine, which is from this ger shemal velo tavel, we're going to consider it like oil, which is mutter bahana, but aser b'achila, right? Alma, us, what do we learn?
So what's the benefit of comparing it to the oil? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because wine, of course, why because
not to say that it's mutter b'hanah.
That wouldn't be fun. No, I mean in Gemara land, we're in a world where the ayin is totally prohibited. We're really afraid that they use it for avodah zarah, etc. Right? That's what's going on there. So they're saying, well, we're going to knock it down. We're not going to be machmir and say that. So rather, we'll consider it like their oil, like their bishul akum, like so. You might think it's easier to just give us the halacha. They might be saying, well, it's easier to just put in a category with other. I mean, they think this is the easier way of having people remember.
Is this due to the fact that we still think he's sneaking in about his arm on the side?
No, I think it's because it's a low plug.
It's more about
I think that's the gezeira. It's a gezeira with non-Jews, similar to the babies. We're not concerned about avodah zarah. We're just concerned about having too much to do with each other. So the same thing we're going to say when it comes to this wine. You know, osa yain. So amal kosher keep alav shelo lavod avodah zarah v'shem mitzvos b'nei noach. You know, osa yain nesach liyaser b'hana v'chol shemal kvar keep alav shelo lavod avodah zarah v'keep alav kol mitzvos. Right, so anybody who has accepted upon themselves these things, he won't make the yayin nesach to prohibit it for hana. And similarly, v'chol shemal kfar, anybody who had their bris already, kibbalav shol avod avodah zarah. Right, so that's part of the process. Right, you accept, you're no longer going to avodah zarah. V'kibbalav kol hamitzvos, and he accepts all the mitzvos. Umudino so mixes mitzvos kals, mitzvos chamuros, v'lo gara miger toshav, and you're no worse than a ger toshav. Helkach in aser mago ela b'shtiyas. Therefore, there is no prohibition to touch it, except for with drinking. V'zen yirli baror, v'ger toshav eno oser yayin b'mago b'hana, k'moshe amarnu, v'chein yeno mutter b'hana. Right, and this seems to me pretty clear. So a ger toshav doesn't prohibit wine by touching it b'hana, k'moshe amarnu, like as we said, v'chein yeno mutter b'hana. So to his wine is therefore going to be permitted for hana. That is the opinion of the Rashba. Right, so we have these people, so similar to the baby, right? People that we don't have a concern about avodah zarah, but yet we're still going, as long as they are not Jewish, we're still going to employ the gezerah, but not because of a fear of avodah zarah, only because of a fear of chasnas, because of intermarriage, and that already then knocks it down to not being an isser ba'ana, but only being an isser of of achila or shtia. Okay, comes the Rush and disagrees. About Rosh Kasav, right? Beperik Socher Sapoel, I had the Tanra Ban Izugir Tosha, Kushikwell have if Nisholish, right? Nakamarum Yachtin Etzlo Yayin, right? A filu be ir Shiruba Gayim, that filu hodiu Shahu Maflig Kaamar, the Miachtin Kimagu Mutter Bishtia, all right? Vichlufe lo Chayshinan. So the Rush turns, the Gemara is confusing. The Gemara that he's quoting from has two different, it says on one hand, it says the yayin is like its oil. On the other hand, the Gemara there comes up with this idea that, oh, but you're allowed to leave him alone with your wine. Meaning if he's staying in your house for a little bit and you want to go out, you don't have to worry that he's going to touch your wine and mess it all up. Right? So that's a kula. Right, so on one hand we have two different things going on. So the Rashba picks up on the oil part and says, well, we're going to say that it's usher. Right, the Rush picks up on the not switching part and says, oh, and therefore it's mutter. And he doesn't.
What are you not switching? Sorry.
Are we concerned that he's going to switch your wine for some other wine, or he's going to be playing around with it and stuff? So Rashi, why? Because it must be that even when he touches that person, that status is going to be mutter. That is the psak of the Rush. Let's
get mutter even to drink.
What?
Mutter even to drink.
It would be mutter even to drink. Yeah, the Rush holds it even be mutter to drink. Yeah.
There's no difference in the Jew, right?
So that's what he claims. Let's skip a little bit. There's a should be a base with two parentheses around it, right? That sends you to the dark emotia. But to continue a little bit after that, right after it says vida da'ad kan.
Wait a second.
There's a base with a star with the two parentheses.
How many? Where are you? Please.
Yeah, it's in the
minutes.
Like, oh, he's
base
with the star.
Right. So he says, "Vida, the Adkan, this is the base. Adkan lo shari harash b'shtia el magu shel gai." Right. He only the rush the magu shel ger toshav. Right. He only permitted the what the rush permitted only was if he touched shel ger toshav yain shelan. If he touched my wine. Meaning, he comes to my house, he touched my wine, so we're not going to permit the wine. Aval yenu shel ger toshav atzmo, but if he shows up with his own wine, that we're going to say is aser b'shtia. Mehad da habehed yekatani yenu kishmeno. And that's what he meant by yenu kishmeno. Right? His wine is like oil. In my house, though, he's going to like... In my house, we're not concerned for his touch. That's the psak of the... that's the psak of the Rush. So the Ran adds in one more little caveat here. Varan kasav sham al divrei atosos zuhi shitasam aval kvar kasavti lamala the lekalid muye malvelo tavel ligir toshav. He says which one should we can't really compare a malvelo tavel to a ger toshav, right? Which is more like a Jew? Which would I be more machmir on, the ger the mal shelo tavel or the ger toshav?
Well, the mal shelo tavel is more like a Jew.
Is more like a Jew, right?
Right.
Right. So comes the Ran and says, as I was hoping someone would say that, and you're wrong. Ah, why? Right. Comes the Ran and says, the leka ledmuye mavelo tavel ger toshav. Don't compare the two totally. Why? Shum the ger toshav. A ger toshav. What has he done? He came to Basin and said, I hereby accept upon myself that I'm no longer going to violate a avodah zarah. The ger toshav mekabel mehashda. Right, his requirement is right now. I've accepted upon myself. I'm no longer. I'm in. I mean, I'm at my status of ger toshav. What's a ger velo tavel? So the ger enu mekabel el la'achar tefila. Technically, even a ger shemov velo tavel, right? He's saying, yeah, when I convert, I am then going to fulfill all of the mitzvos. Now, right? He's not really accepting anything for right now. He's accepting something for when he becomes Jewish. When does he become Jewish? Only once he's in the water. So the Ran says a ger toshav is better than a mal velo tavel, right? Because he's at his level already, right? As opposed to the mal velo tavel who's only looking
towards the future. He touches the wine. The case in the house where you left the mal velo tavel on that.
Right, so the Ran is suggests that maybe that comparison might not be such a great comparison. But what do we know? Meaning the Gemara was about a ger toshav, Right? So his question is...
The guy that was left alone with the woman in the house.
Right. So he's saying, do we want to be... So the Rosh made a comparison, said, oh, that's probably the same as a Mashal Lotavl. Right? The Ron says, oh, not so fast. Right? Uh-huh. The kula that we had for the Ger Tosha might not apply to the Mashal Lotavl. But are we going to say that he's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah still? That's a little hard to believe.
Is there some issue that he's done the Mal, but he hasn't done the Mal? I mean, we're saying that he's kind of progressed, maybe?
No, Mavalo Tavel is like nowadays it doesn't happen. Nowadays, generally.
Yeah, I would think it wouldn't be that much time between.
Right, nowadays it happens in one day usually, right? The guy has his toughest on wrist, tiny bit of blood comes out, it's not a paper cut, it's really not like people, you know, circumcised meat guy makes a whole big deal about it. It's not much nothing.
Well, he has a foreskin.
What? Well, but if he has a foreskin, so then it is a big deal. And then it does, then they do, they, you have to separate it because there's like things like stitches and things like that that are involved. So there will be a delay before it comes. But yeah, the you know, there's tshuvas filled with these mavel o tavel people
I mean, it's something rare, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean there is.
But don't, I mean, isn't again told to keep everything except maybe turn the light once on Shabbos or something? By the time he's reached that stage, our gear never reached that stage, I assume.
What do you mean?
Because they're not supposed to observe all mitzvahs, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they used to. They tell me pretty much they're doing everything,
right?
Then except. They're telling me not supposed to keep Shabbos because she's not circumcised yet.
Right.
If she's circumcised, maybe you can keep Shabbos. I don't know.
Right. So the lumdus of Geirus in Gemara, you get a much different picture than the way practically Geirus is today. It was the time of the Gemara. You know, you had Rus comes up and says, "Yeah, whatever. You know, I'm in. Whatever you, I'll figure it out."
Rus was living with a Jewish guy for years.
Right, but so
she knew everything.
But that's the perception that you get from learning Yevamos, right? Or from learning those two dafim in Yevamos that has Silchos Geirus on, right? The perception is that you get that, I'll figure it out. You know, I watch you guys figure it out pretty quickly. Nowadays, the assumption has shifted because, a person will show up here and there's so much misinformation out there and there's so much that happens kind of behind closed doors that you won't just figure out by osmosis, and that the assumption that you're in the community, you'll figure it out as you go along, so probably is not as valid an assumption now as was then, which is why now is we teach a lot more beforehand. And Rabbi Akiva Eger held, there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger in Hilchos Geirus that says if you're not allowed to teach him anything, this is an issur of teaching a Geir Torah, a non-Jew Torah, a Goy Torah. So how can you teach him anything?
He's
going to
do it first.
So it was so how do you deal with that?
Seven.
Right, so practically, so A, there are reasons that we might disagree with him, and B, that practically it just becomes it becomes impossible. Anyway, so how does he paskin? He says therefore we should be the Beis Yosef is machmer for the Rashba. What about the Ron? He says we don't have to paskin necessarily like that Ron. Now so he's going to say across the board. Ger Toshav Mavel Lo Tavel, the wine is going to be prohibited for Shtia, but not going to be prohibited for, well, their wine, everybody holds, is also Shtia, right? The question is if he touches my wine, right? So even there, he's going to be Machmer like the Rashba, and says, no, the same halachos apply, that if these people that aren't Jewish touch my wine, touch my stuff, so it's going to be Aser Shtia and not Aser Bihana. Okay?
Except for the case where the guy's watching the wine in your house.
Well, then we don't know if he even touched it.
Right.
So that will be okay. So now we can take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll do these two simanim here. So comes the so first Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, right, Tinok Ovi Kochavim She'enu Maskir Avodas Kochavim Misham Sheha Enu Asur Yayin B'Mago Ela B'Shtia, right? So a Tinok who is not Jewish, right, that doesn't know anything about Avodah Zarah, right, Enu Asur Yayin B'Mago Ela B'Shtia, right? So we're not going to prohibit his wine that he touches except for to drink, but you are going to be allowed to get Hana from it. And then halacha base. So ger toshav, The Hainu, Shekibul Alav Sheva Mitzvos, so already it's passing like the Chachamim, but okay, that he's accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos, V'chein Ger Shemavalu Tavol Magan Oser B'shtia. Right, so a Ger Shemavalu Tavol, also, if he touches it, it's still going to be prohibited for drink. So comes the Ramban and says, V'cholzman Shelo Tavol, as long as he hasn't Tovel Kiroi, Mikri Lo Tavol, he's called, not having gone to the mikvah. What he's adding there, I don't really know. Okay. The Yesh Makilin Afilu Bimaga Gertoshev. There are some that are Makil even where Gertoshev did touch, right? He's quoting from who? The Rush, Tosos, and Mordechai. Right? Aval Yayin Shiloh Vaday Aser. But certainly his wine is going to be prohibited. So he accepts that that Beis Yosef, right? He says that's what Yayin Kishmano Yeno Kishmeno means, right? If it's his wine. But if it's our wine, so the Ramah seems to lean towards being Makel here, right? He seems that that's usually his language that he wants to be Makel, and that seems to be the conclusion of the Shach as well. At the end of Dalet, he says, "V'yesh makilin b'magan v'zmanas en yir lahakel." Right, that he seems to be that he wants to be makil on this question.
So that would mean. So you can't drink it, but you can get hung now.
Right. So this isn't so. This doesn't help us that much. No, he would even allow you to drink it. Meaning, again, what does this help? This helps for Ger Toshev, which we don't have today. And that was for Ger Shemavel Otavel, which is for all intents and purposes we don't have
to. Yeah, to extrapolate to say, well, Ger Toshev, he doesn't do a Bodo Zora, and most of the non-Jews nowadays don't do a Bodo
Zora. Right. So can you then take it to the place of nowadays non-Jews, right? What you're saying, most non-Jews don't do a Bodo Zora. So we did see that the Rambam was Makil, right, in that letter with regards to the Muslims or the Arabs or
Christians as a
problem. Unclear. Right, but the Rambam himself jumps in and says, yeah, but all the Christians are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, first of all, it's clear whether we accept that Rambam. I mean, we might use that Rambam for half of what he says, not necessarily go all the way. And furthermore, the Rambam said that about Catholicism. Would the Rambam say that also about Protestantism? That's a bit more of a stretch. What do we say about that? So
what about a fair human hearing?
Yeah, but what is the problem is they accept a man as God.
So
even the Protestants, I think, do that.
They pray to him. Yeah, they confuse Joshka with God.
Okay.
You talk to them, you can see.
Right,
a long
okay.
time ago, I mean, I'm not sure what now.
So amongst the Ashkenazim, it is I've covered it. It came up in the Daniel Shir in the last couple of weeks, right? Whether Christianity really is a violation of Avodah Zarah or not. Rambam, you don't really want to say, well, Ram didn't. The Ram didn't have much to lose by calling the Christians of Avodah Zarah, right? He was he was lifting his people up, like, his people that had to be forced to convert to Islam and then would come back. So you say, listen, it's not like you converted to Christianity. I mean, that would be awful and terrible. Right? Islam, right? Right? But Rabbeinu Tam is Mikel on Christianity, claims that it's unclear exactly what it is, right? Is it that it's okay for them or it's not a Avodah Zarah for them or it is a Avodah Zarah, but it's not like the swearing to the Avodah Zarah is not necessarily so bad, right? It's unclear exactly what Rabbeinu Tam said, but Rabbeinu Tam took a more lenient view of Christianity with regards to whether it actually is a Avodah Zarah or not.
Makes sense historically.
Yeah. So maybe we'll just go into the Shulchan Aruch itself. So skip a little bit to Sif Vav. Right, the next couple have to do with Shvachos and Avadim and things like that, which aren't so relevant today. But Sivav then says, Kol ovi kulchavim, she'enu ovedi lilim, right? Any, so
non-Jew.
Yeah. So it means a non-Jew who's not, who doesn't actually worship a Avodah Zarah, that's what he means. So yeno aser b'shtiyah, right? Umater b'hana, right? So, and that we knew already, right? His yayin is going to be prohibited for shtiyah, but prohibited for drinking, right? But mutter for benefiting from. Umagan b'yayin shalanu shavu l'yeinam she'aser b'shtiyah. And if he touches our wine, right, that's going to be the same as their wine, and that's going to be prohibited for drinking.
So this would apply to Muslims, for example.
That's so far, yes. Yes. But Yesh Misha Omer. But there are those that say, now this is not just any Yesh Misha Omer, this is the Rambam. The Rambam says this explicitly. Now, but the Rambam, however, says it as a yearly, right? So how much standing that has in Rabbi Yosef Karo's hierarchy is, I guess, maybe an interesting question. But he quotes that Rambam and says, Yesh Misha Omer, Shekol Makom She'amru B'Yayin Shalanu Shehu Mutter, B'Hana V'Aser B'Shtia, B'Fnei Tzad Negiya Shenaga Bo Ovi Kochavim, that all these places where we say that our wine is Mutter B'Hana, but Aser to drink because of a little bit of touching, Negiya Shenaga Bo Ovi Kochavim, Kesha Ovi Kochavim Ovedi Lilim. Aval imaya isru biklal obe kochavim she'enu ovedi lilim shenaga b'yayin shelanu shelo b'kavana, right? But if, let's say, he is a non-Jew, he is, again, a non-Jew who is not an oved avodah zarah, that touches our wine, right? Shenaga b'yayin shelanu shelo b'kavana, by accident, right? O shetapach al pi chavis, or he like taps on the barrel. So then it should be mutter for drinking. So this solves not all the problems. You haven't gotten rid of Hilchos Yayin Nesach, right? But this solves some problems that could come up. Now, in the Sefer Yayin Nesachim, he quotes this.
So we're saying that if he's not
An Oveid Avodah Zarah, we're going to give you the following Mekel, the Kula. If he touches your wine by accident, we're going to be lenient on it. Okay, so now does that happen? So that comes up. That comes up. Let me tell you what he says here. He says he quotes from the Ayin B'Sefer Chaf Yad. No. So he quotes from the Sefer Shulchan Gavoa. I don't know who this is. He says, so it seems like one would have the right to be Mekel, but then we have a problem. Because if you say this, so then that gets rid of all of Hilchos. You might as well just erase Kuf Kuf Gimel through Kuf Lam and Zayin, because we don't really have Odeh Avodah Zarah Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, you don't have a problem. Then when is Yayin Nesach going to come up if we're going to be Mekel like this Rambam? So the Sefer Yayin, the author of this Sefer, says, what do you mean? There's still plenty, right? There's plenty of times when it comes up, meaning when he does touch it on purpose, right? If it's his wine, right? So then it's still going, right? You haven't erased the entire section here. This deals with perhaps the following case, right? If you have a bottle of non-mevushel wine in your house or in your fridge, right, and the maid comes and cleans up around it, then picks it up in order to clean under it, right? So that presumably would fall under this category of shalom b'kavana, right? She's not picking it up when she wants to pick up wine. She's picking it up because she wants to wipe the dust out off, or the spoiled milk off from what's under it. So that one would have the right to be, it seems from here that one would have the right to be mekel on and not say that they have messed up your wine. But still, all of the halachos stuff, if it's their wine and they own it and they're bringing it over to you, so all of those halachos are still going to be applicable. But this is a big kula for in your house. Yeah?
Yeah, she's picking it up to clean.
Right, so that seems to me that
up, I guess not for Avodah Zarah, but just you're picking up to drink it. I mean, would that be considered not for?
I think you're picking it up because it's wine. That would be my now he. I don't know. He doesn't talk very much. This is a pretty thick sefer. For some reason, on this, he doesn't. I would think. I opened this thing that there would be 8 pages trying to figure out what this is. It's only one paragraph. But that, what my quick understanding, without really being an expert in this,
certainly
is
one way of understanding.
If they're picking it up because it's wine, that's on purpose, right? If they're picking it up to drink, to look at, to examine, to smell, right? That's called picking it up for the wine. If you're picking it up because it's in the way, right? That's what this section would be talking about. That's my reaction. If I come across anything else, perhaps we will over the next week. So then we'll add that into the equation. But that is I listened to a shiur before that was on this topic. A person came and said, I had this bottle of wine in my fridge that was half empty, and the maid picked it up, and the doctor spilled the whole thing out. And he said, and I figured I should be spilling the whole thing out, but then I looked at the bottle, and the bottle said Otzer Shemitah on it, Otzer based in Shemitah on it. So maybe I shouldn't be spilling the entire thing out, right? Because that would be a violation of throwing away Shemitah food or drink. So the person giving the shiur said, I don't really know so much about Yain Esau, but this is why I think it's mutter, because he was getting into the cork, and it's probably, you could assume that if it's that they're not drinking it, they have a fear that you're going to walk in, and therefore you have the right to be lenient for that reason. So I was actually going to send them an email and say, well, I think you may kill for this reason also, because they probably, if she picked it up, this maid was not picking it up for the purpose of wine, she was picking it up because it was in the way. So that, I think, is probably a reasonable and useful heter to keep in mind when dealing with these issues. All right. Stop there. Yeah.